Kerbo say hope all is good. Today's daf is Yom Staff Chaf Aleph. And we are in the middle of a discussion about women who are Usur B'Isr Lav and Yibum, right? We started off the Masechta talking about Arayos and Yibum. Now we're talking about women who are an Isr Lav. Let's say, for example, Aman al Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. So what about them? So again, the Mishnah said that they do not do Yibum, and we're trying to figure out why. So we're here at the first wide line, El Amarava on Chafam and Beis. Right, I kind of went a little too far yesterday. Should have stopped here, but okay, either way, we'll go back a couple of lines or a line or two. El Amarava, so Rava explains rather, no, the Gzeira Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia. That the reason why a woman who is an Israel Lav, we're not going to say Asi Dochalosa say, really, Asi Dochalosa say, the Mitzvah of Yivam should override the Isra of Amana Lekhan Gadol. Let's say, for example, Minha Erisin, right? Again, we're not talking about a case where this woman was fully married to the Kohen Gadol's brother, because then there'd be the problem of her being an almana and being a ba'ula. But here are the case where she was like Mina Erisin, so there's only one Isser. Why don't we say Asidu Chalos Asay? Because we're concerned about the second Bia. I mean, the first Bia, yes, in Echanami, there's a mitzvah of Yibum, but then the second Bia, there is not going to be a mitzvah of Yibum, and then you're just going to have the Isser of Anamala Kohen Gadol. So that's the, or for example. So that's why we're going to make a Gzeira. That because we don't want the guy, the Kohen Gadol, to keep her and then have another Bia. Tosis over here, by the way, at the bottom, just points out it's not even another Bia. It's even the Gemar Bia of the first Bia, because as we'll see later, that the halacha is that even at the beginning of the Bia, so then already the Yibum, the Yavam is Kone the Yavama, meaning the Yibum works as soon as there's a Tchilas Bia, the beginning of Bia. And even by the end, already that is already, the mitzvah is gone. So there would be no Asidu Chalos to say in that case. So Rava is saying that basically, since we're going to end up with a scenario where you don't have Asidu Chalos, I say, and you'll just have the Isser, so therefore it's a Gzera that the Yavam is not going to do Yibum. Tanya Mihachi, also learned in Abraisa, right? Imbalu Kanu. Then again, obviously, if they did this, right, we said yesterday, if the, let's say, the Kohen Gadol would do Yibum, right, and you had this Asidu Chalos, says, then Kanu Bebir Rishona, right, that's only, right, for the first Bia, but also the Kaiman Bebir Shnia, but then you're not allowed to then go ahead and have another Bia, right, and that would, because there is no Asidu Chalos. Okay, and Hadar Amarava, then Rava said, Vitema Ravashi, some people say it was Ravashi, who then changed what Rava said, or Ravasi, or this is Ravashi's opinion, and Lav Milzehi de Amri, this is not true, meaning forget that, because the Amar Yishlokish, because Yishlokish says, Kol makom shetamotzi ase velos ase, right, anytime you have an asido chalos ase situation, imato yachol lakayim shneihem, if you could do both of them, meaning you don't necessarily have to do the mitzvahs ase, and therefore you can do the mitzvahs ase in a way where you can also keep the Isser Lav, so then, mutav, so that's much better. But vim lav, but if you can't, meaning if the only way to do the mitzvah is to also violate the lav, so then, yavo ase v'yedcha lo zase, and then the ase should override, right, the lo zase, meaning, basically, Reish Lakish's concept is, we're only going to say ase docha lo zase if the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is through violating the iser, right? The only way, for example, the only way to wear tzitzis, right, if you have this begging of linen and wool, right, is to have, right, this linen and wool situation. If you have, what's another example? Another example is if you have, let's say, a tzaras on the makam amila for a baby, you have, the only way to do the mila is to remove the foreskin. So that's going to cut the tzaras. You're not allowed to cut off tzaras. There's no other way around it. So therefore, we're going to say, ase do chalos ase. But over here, b'hachanami, here, efshe b'chalitza, here, right, what's the, yibum is not the only option. Chalitza is the other option. So therefore, the mekayim ase, velos ase. Therefore, you can do both. You could do the mitzvah of chalitza, implying that chalitza is, you know, similar to the mitzvah of yibum. And you can also keep the iser of alaman l'kohen gadol. So therefore, there is no ase do chalos ase. One second, hold on, I ask you, Akasha, but didn't we say, Rimbalu Kanu? Right, but if, let's say, the Kohen Gadol would go ahead and do Yibum with this Almana, so then they would be why? I mean, that would work. Kanu, he would acquire them, and the Yibum would work. So you tell me, what do you mean? You tell me there's no Asidu Chalosis over here? What do you mean? We see that there is Asidu Chalosis. I mean, there is a concept of Yibum. According to Reish Lakish, you should tell me that there's no possibility of Yibum whatsoever. But if you tell me that there is, right, even if it's not appropriate, but still if he does Yibum, so then they acquire it, I mean the Yibum is good. But if you tell me there's no Asidu Chalos, why would the Yibum work? There's no Yibum. Gemara says you're right. Tiyufta. So therefore, we go back. I mean, we get rid of this. Meaning, we get rid of the second version of Rava, and we go back to the original version of Rava. That yes, it's a gzera birishona atu birishniya. Okay, itzman. B.S. Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, again, if you have a Kohen Gadol again, and his obviously his brother's widow, so that's an Isser. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Echad Amar Eino Poteres Tzarasa, Echad Amar Poteres Tzarasa. What's the deal with the co-wife, right? We saw at the beginning of the Sefta, right? We've been discussing for a while now. The co-wife is Poter when you have a situation of Erva, but what about an Isser Lav? So Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Right. If so again, one of them says yes, one of them right, says no. Meaning, one of them says that the co-wife is off the hook, and one of them says that it doesn't. So, what's the deal? So, be almana min nisu. And again, we had two types of almanas for a Kohen Gadol. In the case of almana min nisu, meaning she was fully married to the Kohen Gadol's brother. So now you have the issue of a manala Kohen Gadol, and you have the issue that she is a ba'ula. So that's ase and a los ase. Because this, a ba'ula is a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to marry a besula. So that's an ase. So when he violates the ase, right, that's called violating the ase. But the amana of the Kohen Gadol is an iser lav. So thereby, amana min an isu and it's kuli amal pligi de patra de an ase doch los ase v'ase. Everybody agrees that we don't say that the mitzvah of Yibum will override the iser of almana and the mitzvah to marry a besula. So therefore, the Yibum does not, meaning the Yibum does not do anything. I mean, that's not a thing. There is no Yibum there. So he's not going to patr the Tzara. He's not going to get rid of the Tzara if he would do Yibum. Tikipligi, the Machlokas is Balmanam and Erisin. Now, this is our Machlokas, right? When you have an Almanam and Erisin, and you have an Ase Docha Losase situation, right? The only Isser involved is the Almana, the Kohen Gadol issue. So what's the deal? So Manda Amar Poter is according to the one who says that if he does actually do Yibum with this woman he's usher to, so that it gets rid of the co-wife, she's done, she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza, so Asi B'do Chaloza say. So again, it's Asi B'do Chaloza say, and the Yibum is a thing. And therefore, obviously, once you do Yibum to one wife, the other wife doesn't need anything. Madamar Einu Poter is according to the one who says it doesn't get rid of the other one, so Lo Asi B'do Chaloza say. So we don't say Asi Do Chalos Asi over here. Why? Kevadesh Bechalitza. Since you can do Chalitza, and again, that's like Reish Lakish, that says that Asi Do Chalos Asi doesn't apply. So therefore, if the Kohen Gadol would marry the Almana, and we don't say Asi Do Chalos Asi, so he hasn't done anything, right, technically, and the other wife still needs either Yibum or Chalitza. So Gemara says, Meisvei, 1 second, is that really true? Vim Balu Kanu, but didn't we say, again, our Kasha, our Brisa says, that if he does Yibum with this woman who's also married, they are married, meaning the Yibum does work, so clearly there is a Yibum. So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine, Tiyufta, that's true. Apparently that's a Tiyufta, and again, we say that the co-wife will go free. If the Kohen Gadol does do Yibum with the Almana. So the Gemara says, let me have it to the Reish Lakish. Okay, so maybe that seems to be against Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish said that you can Asi Docholosa says only when it happens at the same time. So if you're telling me this option of Chalitza, then we don't say Asi Docholosa say. But here you see that's not true. So the Gemara says, I'm a Reish Lakish. No, Reish Lakish say to you, no, Kiamina Ana. Meaning, when does he say Asi Dochalosa say does not happen if you have another course of action? Heikha de Mekayim Mitzvah. That's where the other course of action will be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Abahacha, but here, Chalitza B'makom Yibum Lav Mitzvah. Now, here we're not saying like we said before. Here we're saying that Chalitza is not a Mitzvah when compared to Yibum. And therefore, according to this understanding, the Rosh Lakish would say to you that Chalitza is not an option. So therefore, the only course of action is Yibum. Chalitza is not an option vis-a-vis the level of mitzvah. So to fulfill the mitzvah, you have Asi Dochalosa say, and therefore, right, if the Kohen Gadol does marry the Almana, so then, right, so then he's Mekayim the mitzvah, even though it wasn't appropriate, right, because Birishona Otu Birishnia, like the Xeru said before, but again, that's still going to be fine, because Chalitza is not comparable to Yibum, I guess, in the corner of the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara does discuss, right, there's a whole big hak in the Rishonim in terms of whether Chalitza is a mitzvah, right, what is the status of Chalitza. Obviously, Yibum is a mitzvah. What's the deal with Chalitza? Is it the same status of Yibum? Is it more preferable? Is it less preferable? Obviously, this Gemara seems to imply it's less preferable. Does it imply that it's not a mitzvah at all? It could be that it's a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah on the level of Yibum. Okay, that's already, that's a hak that goes on All over the Masechta, right, we're going to go right to right now. And again, usually when Rebbeim throw that in, Agav, just to be clear, not to misrepresent my knowledge of Maseches Yevamos, because it is definitely still in the elementary stage, but I'm definitely not holding in Yevamos like I seem to imply when I say that, but I have seen a couple of Makaros that talk about that. Before you get the wrong impression that I'm holding in all the raid all over Yevamos. That's Mitzvah Shem. We'll all get there, but definitely not yet. Okay, fighter. Amar Rava Rava says, Remez L'Shnios Min HaTorah Minayin. Now, we said, the Mishnah had said that there's these Shnios, there's these secondary Arayos. As we'll see in a second, we'll give all the examples of that. That's basically all of the rest of our daf, almost entirely, is all these examples, which frankly are very tedious and kind of difficult to say, because difficult to translate, meaning we understand, you'll see it in a second, Ashes, Avi, Emo, etc., etc., like the wife of your father's, of your mother, and it's kind of like awkward to say, but we're going to talk about these Shneos pretty much for the rest of the daf, and I think tomorrow as well, if I'm not mistaken. But here the Gemara wants to know, where do you get this stuff? Where do you get the whole concept that there are these secondary Arayos, right? The Arayos are listed in Parshas Achrimos. Where do you see that the Rabbanon added, right, secondary levels? Let's say mother to grandmother, as we'll see in a second. So the name of the pasuk says, Ki es kola toivos ha'el, ha'el here means ha'ile, not ha'kosh baruch hu, Ki kola toivos ha'el, asuan she'aretz ha'shedef nechev batitma ha'aretz, right? The people in Eretz Yisrael did all of these toevas, and that's in the parsha of Arayos. So Ha'el, the language of Ha'el, these is kashos, meaning you have some serious, serious yisurim. Mechal dikarakos. Apparently, again, when you say these toevas, right, that seems to imply that there are other toevas that are not as bad. Right, again, this, if you're telling me that the Vetitma Aretz, that the land became Tame, etc., etc., so that implies that only for these is it really bad, but there are some other ones that are not as bad. Okay. My Mashna de El, Lishna de Kashahu. How do you know the word El, as opposed to Eila, is a serious situation? Dichtiv, because the Pesach says, Ves Eilei Ha'aretz Lakach. Then Rucha Netzer took the Eilei Ha'aretz. That was talking about the strong people in Eretz Israel. Okay, Lema pleaded with Rabbi Levi. Maybe that's against Rabbi Levi. Dama Rabbi Levi. Kasha onshin shal midos yoser mi onshin shal arayos. Rabbi Levi says a fascinating, fascinating point that a lot of people think, a lot of hullabaloo is, a lot of hawk is made about the fact that the arayos are considered to be an abomination. But there are other things that the Torah calls an abomination that are not as familiar to people, and that's one of them is onshin min shal midos. What is that? It's Parshas Ki Tse. Torah says you got to be honest in business. You have to have true weights, midos, measurements. You have to have true weights. Again, to when you're thinking about weights, not like lifting weights, but like weights on a scale. And that's how you used to charge you, right? You used to put 20 bananas down and whatever that corresponded to, or 20, whatever you were buying. So to have honest weights is a mitzvah. And someone who doesn't is called a toeva. The Torah says that someone who's not honest in business is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Levi says not only is that an abomination, the punishment for that is worse than the punishment for Arayos. Shezeh nemar bahen ha'el, because by Arayos it says ha'el, v'zeh nemar bahen ha'ela, and by business it says the word ela, so that seems to be more intense. But either way, that's what we're saying is that ha'el is very serious. Rabbi Levi is saying that ha'ela is more serious than ha'el. So Gemara says, no, el kasha ve'ela kasha me'el. No, you're starting at the wrong place. Right? El is rough, is tough, but ela is even worse. So okay, Gemara says, gabi arayos, nami oksiva ela. One second, the pasuk says by Arayos, it also says Eile, right? Pakikol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToivos HaEile V'Nechrusu HaNefreshos HaOsos Mikarev Amam. So Ha'u Milamute Midos Mikarev. So that pasuk teaches me that Midos, if you violate the Isser, if you're faking, if you're not honest in business, then you don't get Kares, meaning that's not going to happen. The Kares is only for Arayos. So Gemara says, well, Ella Michael Rahu. Well, okay. So then why does Rabbi Levi say that it's worse to cheat in business than it is to do Arayos? If the Arayos get Kares and the cheating in business does not, so that seems to imply that the Arayos are worse. So Gemara says, honey, Efsha B'tshuva, honey, lo Efsha B'tshuva. Because when a person is not honest in business, so he can't do tshuva. Right? If a person does sleeps with one of the Arayos, okay, he feels terrible, does tshuva, fantastic. Person is dishonest in business, what's he going to do? He has a shop open for a year. right? He cheats every person who comes into his store. Now he feels bad about it. What are you going to do? You're going to go chase everybody down? You know all of your customers? No, it's impossible to do tshuva. It's impossible to complete tshuva. So that's why it's worse. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Mehacha. Okay, now so another marker for these shnios le'arayos. Rav Yehuda says, you can learn from here. Rav Yizan v'chiker tikein mishalem harvei. This is a pasuk in Koheles, that he made many fixes, he made handles. And Shlomo HaMelech says about himself that he made many handles. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kodem Shabbat Shlomo Haisa Torah Doma L'Kfifa She'in La Aznayim. So Ad Shabbat Shlomo V'Asa La Aznayim. Meaning before Shlomo, the Torah was a basket without handles, and Shlomo showed up and made handles, meaning Shlomo made a bunch of takanos. Again, also to help with the arayos. So again, that's what Rashi says over here. So that's what he was talking about. So you see that's the mucker, perhaps, for these shnios the arayos. Rabbi Yoshi says, you can do it from here. You can learn from here, because the pasuk says, Pareihu al tavor bo sateh me'alav va'avor. Okay, fine. Rav Ashi, mashal Rabbi Yoshi, what's Rabbi Yoshi talking about? What is he saying? Meaning, it means like go away from what you have, or get away from what you're dealing with. So what is that? What's going on? Mashal Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia's mashal is like this: Lamad Avidoma. What's this? The Shnios La'arayos comparable to La'adam, for a person Mishamar Paradis. He's guarding a field, an orchard. Mishamar Mibachutz. If he guards it from the outside, so then Kulu Mishamar. So the whole field is guarded. But if he's guarding it inside, if he's stationed in the middle, then shalafanav mishtamer, but everything in front of him is guarded, yeah, but shalachavena mishtamer, but he's not able to watch what's behind him. So it's better to watch it from the outside as opposed to just keeping the inside, right? Just keeping the arayos, it's better to keep the shnios le arayos, which is like the outside guarding. The Gemara says, v'adar avashi b'dusahi. But that's not great. B'dus is like a joke, Rashi says it's like a mistake, it's not true. It's a lousy analogy. The Gemara says, "Hasam shalafanav miyamishtamer," because over there, at least if you're in the middle of the field, you're watching out for what's in front of you, meaning everything close to you. But hacha, but over here, ilav shnios, without the shnios le'arayos, pagav erva gufa. Well, it's very possible that a person will violate one of the arayos, meaning the shnios keep you safe and keep you distant from violating any of them, as opposed to in the case of the orchard, right? When you at least have some sort of shmira, if you just keep, says the Torah, implying the Gemara seems to imply that if you just keep the arayos, so then you could very much get into a situation with arayos, you wouldn't even be able to guard yourself from that. Okay, Rav Kana Amar Mehacha, from here, Ushmartem is Mishmarti. Right, that's the end of Parshas Achrimos, the end of the arayos. Right, you should keep my Mishmaros. Asu Mishmaros, the Mishmarti. Make a Mishmaros is like a guarding or a watching. Right, watch over my watchings. Watch over this halacha. So Amar Le Abai, Rav Yosef, Hadaraisi. But one second, but that's a Din Daraisa. Again, these shnios are all the Rabbanan. I mean, the Torah here says, make yourself a safeguard. Well, that doesn't mean, safeguard is a word, like the art school word. Right, meaning we're looking for a mucker for these dinim de Rabbanan. Remez, right, we started the whole discussion. Remez, l'shnios minayin. So don't give me a pasuk in the Torah that says that you should do this. That seems to be a din d'oraisa. Says, yeah, these shneos are all deraisa, and the Chazal interpreted it. Gemara says, what do you mean? What does that mean? Kol Torah nami pirshu rabbanan. Chazal, we're learning Gemara, right? What does Gemara do? He explains the Torah. You tell me every time the Chachamim explain something, that's really din deraisa, but Chazal interpreted it? There's no dinim derabbanan. Gemara says, no, let me derabbanan across machtav alma. No, so they're mucker. It's simply a nesmachta. Chazal came up with a din on their own to kind of keep the Torah, and then they used that just kind of basis for their gzera. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to list off all of the arayos, and I really don't have much to add over here. I'll try and translate as best you can. Again, you'll probably understand the words just as I do. We'll try and make it, use the vernacular. Like, let's say mother's brother will try. I'll try and say uncle, but I can't always, because you'll see there's brother from the mother and brother from the father and all these types of stuff. So we'll try and translate as best you can. Definitely shaykh to do chazara after learning it for the first time. So Tana Rabbanan, let's do this. Mahim shneos. What are these second tier arayos? So aim emo, right? Grandmother, meaning mother's mother. Aim aviv, also grandmother, mother's, not mother's father, but father's mother. Eishes avi aviv, the wife of your father's father, i.e. your grandfather's wife, the Eishes avi imo, and also, again, your grandfather from your mother's, so his wife, Eishes achi ha'av mina'im, like I said, all these words are kind of, the wife of your brother, of the brother of your father from your mother, meaning your father's brother's wife, if you were related to your father from your mother, okay, your maternal father's brother's wife, okay, and the wife of your mother's brother from the father, meaning your mother's paternal brother, okay, the kalas beno, and your son's daughter-in-law, meaning your granddaughter-in-law, the kalas bito, and your daughter's daughter-in-law, so also your granddaughter's in-law, but again, through either your son or your brother. And those are the shneos. Umutter, the following are mutter. Adam be'eshes chamav, a person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. Ve'eshes chorgo, and chorig is your stepson. So you're allowed to marry the wife of your stepson, your wife's son. Ve'aser be'bas chorgo, but it's aser to marry the daughter of your stepson. The chorgo and your stepson mutar beishto is allowed to marry his ishto, is not his wife, obviously his wife, but his, meaning his stepfather's wife, ubito, and her daughter, again from a different, if they're not obviously mother and son. Veisha's chorgo omerislo, and the wife of his stepson can say, "Ani muteres lecha ubiti asur lecha," that I am allowed to marry you, but my daughter is usher to you. And we'll explain what that means in a second. Bas chorgo, the Gemara says, one second. All of these implying that these are shneos. The Gemara says, one second. Bas chorgo is daraisahi. That's a din daraisa, right? The Chiyuv pasuk says, "Is baspina o es bas baspita," right? Again, your wife's daughter, your wife is bas bina, the daughter of your wife's son, or is bat bita, or the daughter of your wife's daughter. So then again, why are we listening to that here? So Gemara says, Mishum to Gabay Limsni Seifa, because we want to line it up with the Seifa, because again, what we said at the end, that Eishes Chorgo Omerislo, again, the wife of your stepson, is allowed to say to him, Ani muteres lecha, I'm allowed to marry you, but biti asur lecha, but my daughter is usher to you. Because again, that's because that's the din daraisa. So afagav de biti asur lecha midaraisa, even, right, there you go. Even though my daughter is usher to you midaraisa, bididilo goes to berabana. The chazal did not extend that to me. So therefore, tanan is ratio nami, so therefore, baschor goes, therefore, we just included your stepson's daughter, right, in the first list. So yirach, if that's really true, esar shchamav nami. So what about the wife of your father-in-law? Nami tema, she should also be able to say, I need mutar eslecha, ubiti asur lecha. Right, I am allowed to you, but my daughter is also to you, dehavya achozisha, because that's already, achozishto, because that's already, right, that's your wife's sister. So Gemara says, ha psikale, veha lo psikale. No, in the case by your stepson's daughter, right, that was pasha, that was clear to him, meaning she's always asur to because the pasuk says it's bas bita. I mean that's a dindar, right? So the wife of your stepson is always usher to you, but halo psikale, but the daughter of your father-in-law's wife, is not clear, because sometimes, like, if that person's wife passes away, so then, right, again, Eishes Achosisha can stop if the wife dies. So then they didn't want to teach it, because sometimes that woman will be mutter to them in the case where the wife passes away. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says, Arba Nashim Yesh Lahem Hefsek. Now, there are four women that there is a stopping of these shneos, meaning in four cases, we don't extend, right, to keep on going and going and going with the generations. So, Nakat Rav Biyadei Tlas, and then we're going to see this one more. Ziri is going to add one more. Rav said that three of them, in three cases, Eishes Achi Ha'em Minav, the wife of your mother's paternal brother, correct, meaning the wife of your uncle from your mother and through the father, through her father. Veishes achiha av ben ha'im. And so too, except the opposite case, meaning the wife of your father's brother from his mother, meaning father's maternal brother, the kalaso and daughter-in-law. Meaning we're not going to keep on extending that past that. Now, obviously, now daughter-in-law is also daraisa, right? We have to talk about exactly what that means. But Ziri mosif af eshes avi imo, and Ziri said also the wife of your mother's father, meaning your grandfather's wife, and that's where we're going to stop. Again, we're not going to keep on going. Up generations and down generations. So, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'simaneich di'iloi de'rav, and the way to remember that is that Ziri is di'iloi de'rav is above Rav, meaning Ziri is adding your grandfather's wife on your mother's father's wife, right? Your grandfather's wife. He's going up. He's above Rav. Rav is talking, Rav is talking about your wife's. Your mother's brother, meaning your uncle, then Ziri is one level up. He's talking about grandparents' wife. Okay. For Rav, my time aloha. So why doesn't Rav take Ziri's case? Right? Miklafa la le be'eshes avi aviv. Because you could confuse it with your father's wife, meaning your grandfather from your father's wife. Right? And that is also. That's the doraisa. And that keeps on going. So that's why Rav didn't include it. Uziri, what about Ziri? So he says, Hasam, fascinating. Hasam, shkiach ve'azo, lahacha lo shkiach ve'azo. Apparently a person always hangs out with his father's fam, but not with his mother's fam. So if he's always hanging out with his father's family, so he'll know which relatives are also to him. But if he's not necessarily hanging out so much with his mother's family, okay, I guess that was the vibe back then. I'm not sure. I think nowadays, I don't think that's a thing. But okay, fine. Say it again. What about Kolosso? Now, the Gemara, again, we had said one of Rav's cases is Kolosso, right? That's, as you see, Daraisa, right? That's already a Din Daraisa. Why did Rav include Kolosso? That's a Din Daraisa. And right, Pazik says straight up, the Ktiv Ervas Kolos Cholos Segalei, right? Not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. So why is Rav counting that in one of the Shniyos? So, Ema Kolos Beno. Really, Rav meant, right, the daughter-in-law of your son. Right, that's already, that's a second step. That's a Shniyos. V'kalos Beno Yesh Lehefzik. No, that's a question. I mean, Vikal's Beno Yeshla Hefzik, what are you telling me that your son's daughter-in-law stops? No, Vatanya, Kalaso Erva, Kalas Beno Shnia, Vichenata Omer, Bivno Vembino, right, that's off Kaladoros. But that's not a case where we're going to stop the Ervas. And it's going to keep on going, meaning the next generation, the next generation, the next generation, that's also going to be Usher. So that can't be Rav's case where he said there's a hefsek where we extend it one generation and just stop. It's Ella Amos Kal's Bito. No, I'd rather say no, it's your daughter's daughter-in-law. Because, right, meaning that's not a Din D'oraisa. That the daughter-in-law is not a Din D'oraisa. Daughter-in-law is a Din D'oraisa. Right, meaning a daughter's husband is not usher to, I'm not sure. Okay, this is the read Viter. So really, Ralph was talking about a daughter's daughter-in-law, meaning that the daughter-in-law of your daughter. Damar Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda said, Hamilsim Yigav Rabba Shmielei, because Rav Chisda said, I heard something once from somebody great. Umanu, who is that? Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami told me the following. Lo asru kala elam b'nei kala. They only asked her to kala, meaning a daughter-in-law, because of a daughter-in-law. Now, obviously, what does that mean? That's obviously very strange. It has to be, depends on, right, what are we talking about? Now, if Amrile, Kaldai, and the Chaldeans, meaning the people who look at the stars, right, Chaldeans doesn't necessarily mean the nation. Is this, I thought that was the, I'm trying to find that Rashi over here. Yeah. Third line down, Amruli Kaldai, this doesn't mean the Chaldeans, it means Achuzim Kokhavim, it means people who look at the stars. The word for that is astrology. So he said to me, all the astrologers said, very funny line, right? The astrologers told me that Malfana Havis, I mean, you're going to be a teacher. Amina, so I said to them, well, Iga Varava Havina, so Asbara Midati. If I'm going to be a great man, so then I can explain this myself. But if I'm just going to teach kids, I'll have to go ask the Rebbeim and the Beis HaMedrash. But once again, but I can do it on my own. And apparently, that I'm going to be a great man. Okay, very fascinating discussion, right? Not to speak bad of people who teach kids, right? Again, those people in my mind are amazing, but okay, I guess there's a difference between the Gadol Hador and the first grade rabbi. Yeah, no matter how great a first grade rabbi is. But either way, Tachlis says, he said, okay, that looks like I'm a great guy because I can explain what he meant. What did he mean? That they ushered Kala, a daughter-in-law, because of the Kala, because of the daughter-in-law. So, lo asu Kalas Bito, they didn't usher the daughter-in-law of your daughter, the daughter of your daughter-in-law, Elim Shum Kalas Bino. The only reason they ushered that, I mean, that's not actually usher, but they ushered that because of the daughter-in-law of your son, which is Pasuk in the Torah. Okay. Amalei Abaye the Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Azbra lecha. Abaye said to Rava, and I'll explain to you even better. Kagon kalasa debay. Oh, no, I mean, these three people are going to give examples. And that's just talking about people who had such a situation in their house. Kagon kalasa debay bar tsaisai. Rav Papa Amar kagon kalasa debay Rav Papa bar Abba. And Ravashi Amar kagon kalasa debay mare bar asik. And apparently, in all of those families, both the sons and the daughters had daughter-in-laws, Baruch Hashem. I guess it wasn't that common, unfortunately. But Baruch Hashem, I mean, all these people kind of brought those examples. Okay. Yiboylu, that's the following kasha. Eishas achi ha'im min ha'im mahu. What about the wife of your mother's brother, your mother's maternal brother? We talked about, if you remember, one of the cases was your mother's paternal brother's wife. So what about your mother's maternal's brother's wife? Right? Mother's maternal brother's wife. Yeah. What about that? Right? Because that was not listed. We only had mother's paternal brother's wife. So Eishes Achia Ha'av Min Ha'Em, Eishes Achia Ha'av Min Ha'Av, right? Dika Tzad Av, right? Ahu Gazra Abanan, right? Maybe you're telling me that for your father's brother, your father's maternal brother and your mother's paternal brother, maybe those can get confused because you always have an av, you have a father there, either the mother's father or your father. But maybe it's mother's mother's brother, right? Mother's brother from the mother, right? We don't have a situation of a father there. Maybe logos ruber about it. Maybe there is no xero. So or maybe right, those can all get confused, and there is no difference. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Safra, he goof a gzera. Gemara says, Rav Safra says, what do you mean? That itself is a gzera, right? Your mother's paternal brother's wife is in the Rabbanah, it's one of the Shneos, right? The Anamekim, Nigzer, Gzera, the Gzera, but we don't make a gzera on a gzera. So Rav says, what do you mean? Atu Kulu, love gzera, the gzera, and the new. All of these, what about all these cases? They're gzera, the gzera. Imo, erva, right? A person's mother, right? As that's an Isra erva, obviously. Aim emo and the grandmother is a shnia. The gazru al aim of mishum aim emo, and there's also a gzera for your father's mother, right? Grandmother from your father because of grandmother from your mother. The time of my by kulu nami kulu debe ima. Not the Be'ima. Kulu the Be'ima Rabasi Karule. Because all, why? What's the Xeria? Because all of them are called Ima Rabasi, which means grandmother. Right? Because all of them are called grandmother. That's Xeria from the Xeria. What do you mean? Of course we do Xeria the Xeria. So Ishas Aviv Erva. And also, right, your father's wife is an Erva, right? Your stepmother is an Erva. Ishas Avi Aviv Shnia. So your grandfather's wife, meaning your grand stepmother, I guess, or whatever, however you formulate that, that's a shnia. V'gozru al eishes avi imo mishum eishes avi aviv. And they made a gzera about the wife of your mother's father because we don't want you to get confused with the wife of your father's father. Because all of those are called grandfather. Eishes achi ha'av min ha'av erva. And again, the same logic over here. Eishes achi ha'av min ha'av. Your father's brother's wife, right, your father's paternal brother's wife, that's your aunt from your father's paternal brother, right? That's an erva, that's in the Torah. Eishes achiav min ha'em shnia. So you're the wife of your father's brother from your mother, your father's maternal brother's wife, that's a shnia, that's one of the ones we listed. The gozru al eishes achi ha'em min ha'av. So therefore they extended the gzera to your mother's paternal's brother's wife, because you might confuse that with your father's maternal brother's wife. Why is that again? All of them are called uncle's wife, right? All of them debay dodi, right? The wife of your uncle. So we get confused with all of them are negum xera. So what's the deal? So we're left with the original question, right? That was all to get rid of Rav Safra. Rav Safra said we don't make xera and xera. So Rava said, what are you talking about? Of course, all of these are xera and xeras. So what's the deal? I mean, do we extend it? Do we go based on a father? You need a specific father situation? Or do we say that no, if it's your mother's maternal brother, there's no father involved, so therefore there's no xera. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Rav Yehuda Bar Shila came right from Bavel, to Bavel rather. So from Eretz Yisrael, Amar he said, Amar Bar Rava. They say in Eretz Yisrael, called Sheb Benekeva Erva Bezocher Gazru Al Ishto Mishum Shniya. Anytime you have the woman, the female is an erva. So if it's the same as the male, meaning the male's wife in the same level, meaning like let's say mother or. So therefore, brother or sister is also, or brother's wife, is also an erva. V'amarava uklolahu. What's the rule? Chamoso erva. So the Rava said back to him. I take it back. Rava said back to him. Uklolahu. No, it's not a klola. Meaning you said kolshav in a cave of erva. Anytime you have an erva by the female, so then the brother's wife is always going to be a problem. So the Gemara says. So Rava said that's not true, because chamoso erva. Because your mother-in-law is an erva, but Eisha's chamav, but your father-in-law's wife is moteris, is moter. We don't make that xera, right? The mother-in-law is usher, but the father's wife, if your father-in-law gets remarried, she's not usher to you. And that's a case where the female is an erva, but the male's wife is not usher, right? Again, that's exactly what you just said. Bas chamoso erva, and again, you're... Bas Chamoso, your mother-in-law's daughter. Again, that's Aser, obviously, that's right, that's your wife's sister, okay. The Eishes Ben Chamoso, but the wife of your brother-in-law is Muteris. Eishes Ben Chamoso? Yeah, the wife of your brother-in-law is Muter. But then it's also a case where the female is Aser and the brother's wife is Muter. Bas Chamav, another one. Bas Chamav, the daughter of your father-in-law, is in Erva. Again, that's also your sister-in-law. That's Eishes Achos Isha. But Eishes Ben Chamav Muteris. Your father-in-law's son's wife, meaning your sister-in-law from your father-in-law's brother who married a woman, so that's going to be Muter. Another example, Chorogaso Erva, that your stepdaughter's is an erva, but Asia's chargo, but your stepson's wife, that's muteris. And even another example, bas chargoso, that's your daughter, again, these are so exhausting, right? Your stepdaughter's daughter, yeah? Stepdaughter's daughter, because that's chogo, chargo, what do they call it? Chargoso? Choragoso. That's your daughter's daughter, your stepdaughter's daughter. Asia's ben Chorgo, right? Choreg and Chorga. Right? Choreg is stepson, and Chorga is stepdaughter. So, get these all in line. Asia's ben Chorgo Mutter. Right? Mutter is meaning if your stepdaughter's daughter is Aser, but the wife of your stepson is Mutter. If that's true, so what was Rav Yehuda Bar Shila talking about? Right? All of these cases. Right, he said. Rav Bar Shila says, "I got a rule: if the woman is usher, so then the brother's wife is also usher." Well, I just a ton of cases where it's not true. So, what was he talking about? So, Lav Leisuye wasn't. He must have been talking about Eishes Achi Ha'im and Ha'im, that your mother's maternal brother, the Kol Shebenekeva Erva Bezachar Gazru Al Ishto Mishem Shnia. So again, that case where the female is an erva, so the male's wife is going to be usher. So Gemara says, okay, so that must be what he was talking about. So that seems to be a good proof. Problem is, Maishna Hani, who Maishna Ha? Right, what's the difference between these two? Right, that seems to be like that's the rule. But what about this one? Why is this specifically mutter? Why is this specifically usher? But in the case of your mother's maternal brother's wife. So Gemara says, that one is Bechai Kiddushin Mekrevlo. No, because that one is only through one halacha, one kiddushin. Meaning, how are you related to your mother's brother's wife? Your mother's brother's wife through one. Right, your mother's brother's wife is that when your brother got married to his wife. That's one. That's one step. Meaning your mother is obviously always married to you. That's your uncle. And when your uncle marries his wife, so that's already, that's one kiddushin. But in this other cases, there's two kiddushins. There's two kiddushins, meaning that it's a father-in-law. So therefore, you have to get married, and then it's your father-in-law's wife, so or for example. So then he has to get married. Right, so that's already doubly removed. That requires two actions. So therefore, Chazal did not extend the Isser in those situations. Okay. Whew. Baruch Hashem. Vamos. Okay. I hope that was clear-ish. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.